Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiling Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, since we started our show in September of 2000, we have been bringing in live guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great. We have a great show today, and our guest is already on the line. Let's go through that, and then we'll talk about something else, okay?
All right, let's get Lewis on the line. Good morning, Lewis.
Hello.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Lewis, can you talk a little louder?
I'll try, yeah.
Get closer to the phone.
Help?
Yes,
Yeah.
Lewis, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Well, I'm retired. Physicist engineer from aerospace, 35 years, and I play the trumpet. I'm in a couple of musical organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in my checkered career, I did have a couple of years in radio.
Oh, you did?
And I was a DJ long before they called it that.
And you see, today
when we did everything.
You told me a three-physics degree, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So
from UCLA.
Yeah, very highly intellectual. Yes.
Where are you from, Lewis?
You're going to accuse me of that.
Where are you from?
Well, I was born in Seal Beach.
Okay.
And California, for those who don't know. And but I moved, my family moved me all over. And then I... I've worked in five different states, and
so you've been everywhere.
I'm sorry?
You've been everywhere then.
Yeah, just about. Well, quite a bit.
Mm. Tell us, just out of curiosity, where did you get your physics degree from?
UCLA.
All three of them?
Three of those.
Uh-huh. All three of them. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
That's my alma mater, too.
Yes.
Why don't you give us a summary of what you experienced before coming to see Dr. Tong, when your problems started.
And why did you came to
okay,
see?
Well, for 8 years I've had chronic atrial fibrillation.
Uh-huh.
And so I've had to put a pacemaker in, and I was sort of thought that I was told that the pacemaker might eliminate the medication, but that only had to increase it.
Oh.
And
just a second, okay? For those people who do not know what atrial fibrillation means, it means that the atrium is not contracting periodically, but rather it kind of quivers. So it doesn't really pump the blood to the ventricle that comes out to the body. Mm-hmm. So the efficiency of the blood going from the atrium to the ventricle, one go to the lung, one go to the systemic circulation, they do not receive as much blood. So it's not a very effective heart.
No.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, before I started these treatments, I've got a daily walk which ends in a hill, and there's been times just recently that I barely made it up, and was staggering when I got to my gate. And well, this morning, for example, I've had three treatments now. Of course, that also includes the diet and the herbs, the whole nine yards. I really almost bounded. Well, I wouldn't. That would be exaggerating to say I bounded up the hill, but
you will.
I barely slowed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Compared to before, that's really a big change, right?
It certainly is.
So you had the pacemaker put in and to decrease the medication. How many medications were you on?
Well, I was on. I wouldn't want to count them on the air to take up the time, but probably five. Probably five.
Yes. How much are you on now? Are you still taking the medication?
For now, I've kicked them.
Good.
Oh, you have not on any of them now?
No.
Good for you.
4 weeks.
When did you kick them?
2 weeks ago. Probably.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah,
maybe
even the
first after I had my first treatment.
I told you
that's
they were just like, drop them. Yes.
Yeah, I know you did.
How long have you been receiving treatments from Dr. Tong now, Lewis?
I've just had three treatments, so that would be three, 4 weeks.
Wow,
yeah.
And you're not on any medication now?
No.
That
yeah.
is incredible.
I want you to... I want to explain a little bit about your emotional changes. And what you experienced prior to that.
That is the... That by far is, you've hit the nail. That is the big difference. I'm much more relaxed,
mm-hmm.
and this has resulted in a number of phenomenal changes. For instance, my human relations, you might call it, are much improved. I was in a group the other day, and I got a laugh out of a real grouch.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
an accomplishment.
In fact, I invited you. Your story really impressed me a lot because...
I'm sorry?
Your story really impressed me a lot because as a kid, from the time you're a little kid, you always have problem with people bullying you, and you have problem with having no relationship with other people.
I was born a pretty... For a few years, as I recall, I was a pretty happy kid, and then a lot of things happened, it happens to everybody, but my particular reaction to it was to just build up a wall, so, nobody's going to hurt me behind that wall,
mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you pay a huge price.
Right.
Yeah, and that's one thing that really struck me is that you said you have never been happier in life until now. That's what you're almost expecting.
No, I mean, yes, I agree. I feel like a new man, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's like a little kid.
Yes.
Sense of, hey, what's going to happen today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, would you love it if you had this treatment, let's say, before you were 20?
Sorry?
Would you love it if you had this kind of treatment before you were 20?
You mean,
20 or 15 years ago, or 20 years ago? Yeah.
I mean, I had a neurotic breakdown, I guess that's what they call it now, they used to call it a nervous breakdown, but
mm-hmm.
a neurotic breakdown at age 13.
Wow.
One at 18. And then you could count them up. I had maybe five altogether. And
so you had a lot of emotional problems then.
I wasn't able to. I had a lot of resentments and that thing. And I had a chip on my shoulder. And of course, someone always wants to knock it off.
Right.
Yeah. So how about your resentment now? How do you feel about the resentment now?
I didn't get the word.
How about the resentment that now? Do you see
resentment?
Yeah.
No, I'm understanding that. I'm working on that. You know, over the years, I've developed a philosophy of life. Everybody has to.
Yeah.
And, you know, to make sense out of this world. And, you know, I think I'm working on it. But
yeah, but now with the treatment.
I think I've forgiven a lot of people. First place, you've got to start out, you've got to forgive yourself. You
yeah.
realize
right.
that you did the best you could mm-hmm. with the tools you had. In fact, Dr. Tong helped me.
Yeah. So the treatment, now you're feeling so well, you know, the resentment will help you to take
yeah,
care of those things, right?
You have to realize that everybody's going to kind of react to you the way they're going to. I mean, the way they.
Yes.
Like in a script.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, everything is going to be the way it was, giving everything the way it was. And so you got to, you know, forgive yourself, forgive everybody.
Yes.
And, realize everybody's struggling
mm-hmm.
and go on.
Yeah.
Right.
But always try to understand. You see, you don't want to sweep anything under the rug.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you have.
Now you can
deal with it. Right.
Now I can deal with it.
Right.
And help you with other people.
Biography. I've got just one more word about energy. I mentioned it, Dr. Tong. Never in the evenings. I do all my writing, you know, in the mornings,
mm-hmm.
And I got some energy. I'm writing on a project now. And the other night after supper, I wrote 1,600 words.
Wow.
That's like five word processor pages.
Yeah.
Your energy has definitely increased.
And the mind power,
mm-hmm.
the way you really think.
Oh, yeah.
And concentration.
Yeah. I remember when I was sick, I could not even write two sentences. Nowadays, I can write anytime I want. So I improve your ability to concentrate and focus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, certainly.
Yes.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of other activities that I'm involved in that could just too long to, we don't have time to mention.
Well, Louis, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is wonderful.
My pleasure.
And we wish you good luck. We hope that you'll be on our show again so we can follow up interview.
Sure, any time.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And follow up on you.
Pardon?
And follow up on you, on how you were doing.
Right.
The improvements.
Yes. We'll call you again soon.
And I'll see you, I plan to see you, Dr. Tong, on Monday.
Great, okay. I'll see you then, okay?
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. Check out our website, drtong.com, that's drtong.com, or give us a call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Let's get to our next guest, Joelle. Good morning, Joelle.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thanks.
How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
Joelle's a little kid, by the way she sounds.
How old are you, Joelle?
16.
Wow. Joelle's mother was actually on our show 2 years ago, September 30th, show number 4, if you guys would like to listen to that. But before we get to her mother's story, let's hear Joelle's story first.
Actually, why don't I summarize her mother's story a little bit, that's how I get to know Joelle.
Okay.
Joelle's mother had fibromyalgia and headaches and depressions, low energy, pain all over. The first time she came to see me, she was a mess. And she was planning on a trip, hiking in the mountains. There was no way that she could do it. And right after the first treatment, she was able to go to, I think, Utah or some place like that.
Yeah.
And hike for a whole week. Mm-hmm. Now, usually, these kind of things don't really happen even with my treatment. So that was kind of amazing. Now, what happened was that her mom believed in alternative medicine and picked a list of five or six different doctors. And she asked Joelle to pick, and Joelle picked my name. She said, why don't you see this one? Okay. Joelle, why don't you kind of tell us, how do you become so, the reason I invite you to the show is that you are an intuitive. That
right.
also I have asked you to help many times on my own personal and professional problems. And you can always give me the right kind of advice because you kind of know ahead of time, very precisely, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me how you like get to become like that?
Well, everybody has it, and it started when I was a little kid, and I would just be kind of like imaginary friends.
Yes.
And I would talk to my spirit guides, and they would give me advice and things like that. And I just continued with it, and everybody can channel and
actually, didn't you, didn't Didn't you tell me that one time you were playing with one of your playmates, and then you suddenly realized some spirit, some invisible living being were in the room with you?
Yeah.
Mm. And then what happened?
I remember we were kind of scared, but we started talking to them.
Yes.
And we got responses, and it was just...
So your friend also noticed that spirit with you?
Yes, she did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, this is many parents, when they do not know about this, like little kids have a lot more connection to the spiritual world, and they think it's bad. It's totally not bad. It's probably one of the best things that ever happened to other people. Because in the spiritual world, there's no past, present, and future. You can kind of know ahead of time, so kind of give you some premonition, okay? Bad thing, then the bad thing going to happen, then good thing's going to happen. And in fact, that's why, since I've been treating your mom in the beginning, I had asked Joelle several things on big matters, professionally and also my personal matters. And you were able to zero in to and explain to me what I should do or the different ramifications. For example, you know, I asked you, I was thinking about changing my accountant, okay? And you tell me my old accountant, may not be quite as good. It's competent, but not quite as good as the new one. But the new one may be more expensive, but more importantly, I may not be able to work with him. Our personality. And you hit it right in the nail. Now, tell me how you do that.
I just, you know, when you ask me a question, I just kind of ask it in my mind, and I get a response. And I just go on what the first thing that I feel, because that's when... your angels are talking to you. Your instinct, your gut instinct is them.
That's incredible.
See, actually, you also told me that many times, sometimes you say something that just come right out of you and you are not even thinking. That may not be your own frequency. It's somebody else.
Is your angel always with you? Or?
Of course. Everybody has angels that are always with them.
So we just don't realize it.
Yeah, and a lot of times people hear them, they just don't know that it's their angels. They just think it's themselves.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. So why don't you tell us your story? Where are you from? Where are you from, first of all? And you're in school now, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Pierce College.
Oh, okay.
Semester. I'm from, let's see, I was born in Redondo Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Manhattan Beach for a while, and then we moved to San Juan Capistrano.
Mm-hmm.
We lived there for like 4 years, and we just moved to Tuna Canyon.
Okay.
So what have you treated you for?
I had really bad headaches. I was never knew the cause of them, but I would miss lots of school. I saw like 3 different doctors. I was on several different medications that they thought would fix the headaches, and they never did. And since my mom was seeing you, she brought me in to get a treatment, and you got rid of the headaches.
Oh, so you don't have the headaches anymore?
No, very rarely.
Rarely.
Wow. How long did you have the headaches for?
They'd go on for like weeks. You know, I'd have them like 1 week a month, probably, maybe 2.
And when did they start?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm.
So many years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You also have sometimes colds and flus and sinus problem, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How fast you notice the improvement after my treatment?
Well, I haven't been sick in a while, actually.
Yeah, but remember in the past, usually when you come for a treatment, how long after the treatment do you notice improvements?
It was pretty much instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It wasn't that day, it was the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel much better.
That's great. So now you're not on any medication at all for your headaches?
No.
Ah, I see. What else?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you give us a little advice? Because I always want to do what you do. Okay, that would really help me out. Like, for instance, somebody with cancer or come to see me. Professionally, I still do not quite know exactly whether this person is going to live or not live. There are some guidelines I can tell. How for me and for other people, how you can, like in your word, channeling, connect to your own spirit. How do you do it?
Well, you just have to go by what you first know. Yeah, you can't second guess yourself.
Oh.
Because once you start second guessing, then it's you talking.
I see.
So it's your first instinct, usually. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
That's incredible. How's your mom doing?
She's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
Actually, she was doing real well until she got in a car accident. So
yeah.
For those people who do not know, she had fibromyalgia. For how long, Joelle?
How long has she had it?
Before she came to see me the first time. How many years?
About 10 years, I think. Is that right?
Something like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get Marilyn back on the show sometime to talk about the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joelle, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's great always to talk to you.
Yeah.
Good luck with you at school.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Joelle on the line. Her mother was actually on our show a couple of years ago, show number 4, Marilyn, who suffered from neck and back pain, fibromyalgia for 10 years due to stress. And she came to see Dr. Tong, and she was able to take a hike on Utah for a week, and she's doing much better. Joelle came for very, very bad headaches, and she also now does not have to take medication for her bad headaches. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have a caller. Let's get him on the line. Hi, Woody.
Hi, Woody.
Hello, Dr. Tong.
Yes, Woody was one of our old operators at KBRT. Yes. Do you have any comments? What do you want to say? You have questions?
Oh, yes. Well, first, I'd also like to say that just the knowledge that I picked up working with you over the year and a half or so that we worked together was very wealthy for me, so to speak. A lot of people don't understand how simple sometimes changing their life for the better can be. They're always looking for miracle this or miracle that.
Yes.
And for a good example, a friend of mine just recently, this happened within the last 3 months, saved herself from being fired on the job. She was always falling asleep, and I asked her, "Are you taking any medicines?" And she said, "Well, I need one for beta blocker, and I need this, and I need that." I said, "Just drop them all." She's like, "What?" And I just said, "Just drop them. You don't need them."
I don't think you should do that to all your friends. Sometimes medication are necessary, like if you have high blood pressure. Sometimes you can risk a stroke. But most of the time, you're right, okay?
And she did. She took my advice, and sure enough, within, it took about... she saw results within the first week or so, and then 2 months later or so, she now doesn't even fall asleep at work anymore.
Fantastic.
Wow, that's great.
And is capable of, she's actually gone back to the doctor trying to get him to admit he shouldn't have done that.
Oh.
To save her job.
Yeah, exactly.
No one asking the questions now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's given, you know, and he's the one that's trying to duck on the answers instead of the other way around.
Right. That actually correlates to something that we wanted to talk about on in the newspaper. This was actually July 21st, Sunday, in the Orange County Register. There's a study that showed that more care is not always better. And they're saying that even though we have more care, more medical care now, the quality of care has gone down, actually. Is that right, Dr.
Yeah, doctors, the July 26th of 2000 in JAMA, there's a big article showing that doctors' legitimate standard treatment are causing 250,000 to 280,000 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Those are recognized legitimate treatments, not mistakes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that many deaths, but the media, somehow there's a conspiracy that you're not letting the public know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's one guy in the consumer, as a PhD or a doctor, make the conclusion more care actually causes more problem.
Right.
I agree totally with that.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing, Woody?
Well, I always working for good things, doing a lot more, and of course, I'm still looking on getting a teaching credential, getting out there and trying to get the good news spread around to people rather than just telling them there's nothing you can do to solve any of your problems.
Right.
Well, refer them to my website.
Yeah,
have
them.
Yeah,
because the realms in which I deal with, of course, are not just limited to medical or whatever, but of course I teach just to children still for a living,
mm-hmm.
just showing them they can solve their own problems if they put their mind to it.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Woody,
the solutions can sometimes be quite simple.
Right. Thanks for calling in, Woody. It's good to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Is there some other issues you'd like to talk about, Dr. Tong?
Yeah, remember we keep along talking about my European experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just briefly want to take some time. To me, I was in Europe 3 weeks, a little more than 3 weeks or something like that, for vacation. Prior to the trip, I had this hemorrhoid problem that came from my old sickness and had never resolved, and it really got exacerbated just prior to the trip, and I was bleeding and it was very painful. The first 2 days on the trip, I needed a treatment from you, Elaine and Derek, okay, and then I felt a little better, and because it's too painful, I didn't want to repeat the treatment. But then the food tastes so well, I was eating almost everything that I advised my patient not to eat in America. Like, for instance, I was drinking coffee every day, and butter, cheese, bread, and milk, and also drink wine. But my hemorrhoid improved 85% to 90%. Okay,
so
with no treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for those people, my treatment is not the most primary ingredient, the primary factor. The most important is still the food and lifestyle. When we first came back, I became sick. The air, you look at the sky, is all, not clear.
Mm-hmm.
And the air is no good. And I got sick right away.
Right.
And there's something that you cannot change, the environment. But you definitely can change the food. Another thing in Europe is that they don't have big supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have tiny mom and pop store with the food that looks so ugly, but
it's
so tasty.
Fresh. The food is fresh.
Fresh and tastes like the food.
And it's not genetically altered.
It's not genetically altered. The French people will not allow genetic experiment on food in the soil,
mm-hmm.
so they push it all to America, and the American think their science and progress is the number one thing, but they do not know that every progress you make is science, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Only improve the physical part of our world, but damage the spiritual part.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we got sicker.
Right.
So I think we should all join hands together and really try to balance out body, mind, and spirit.
Right.
There are three existence.
Mm-hmm.
And so far in our world, we focus only in the physical.
Right.
Physical pleasure, physical conveniences, okay, but do not know about our vibration.
Mm-hmm. Before we go, we also like to announce...
Oh, yes. Yeah, for those people, last time we said that KPRT is not going to renew our program for whatever reason, okay, and we respect that.
Please check our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Or give us a call at 714-556-8664 to check out where we'll be continuing our show.
Yeah, probably two places that we can start at the same time.
But join us next week. We'll still be here. Have a great weekend.